systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Okay, guys, a little intermission time. That was 20, or that blah, 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 blah. Oh, that was good. Vagina Spiders.
Getting ahead of yourself.
Up next, we have 26Z from 2 to 245. We have Dripping Orifice from 3 to 345. Warcry from 4 to 445. Drain Bamage. Enemy Mine, Valsalvia Manure.
Valsalvia Manure.
I Smoke Salvia Manure. And then the Graveyard Girl Scouts topping off the night. We'll be here all night broadcasting live from thejamhole.com/live. Hope you guys are enjoying it. While we have a minute, where's my notebook?
No idea.
Notebook. Thank you. While we have a minute here, I had something else I was going to... We did that. Oh, let's talk about a little marijuana, huh? Shall we? So, I need some co-hosts. Anybody co-host?
I'm here.
Microphone? You gonna
I'm
co-host?
Here. All right.
Hey, can you let him have a seat there?
Right here?
Yeah, right there. He's gonna talk with me here for a minute. Thank you guys for coming out to thejamhole.com/live. If you couldn't make it to Depot Park, we are broadcasting live all day. We've been here since 7 a.m. Got to bed about 3:30 a.m. It's fantastic. I feel good.
So, he's wearing his sunglasses.
That's right. On the mic now, we have Bjorn, the man from where I work at.
I believe Matt had a dream about my dog.
Yes, Blizzard. His dog was the one I had the weird dream about. Not that kind of dream, Chris, you creep. And Braden on the mic.
What did a dog? Uh-huh.
No, I had a weird dream about it. Never mind, you have to hear
Braden's
it.
Looking pretty cute these days.
I know. Braden, you lost like 10 years in age.
I tend to do
so,
that.
So this one is called From Pot to Poll Tax, U.S. States Seek Economic Help. So we've always been saying for years that, you know, you should treat weed like you treat alcohol. If you're not going to legalize everything, at least look at the scientific research that says you're not going to die, you're not going to get addicted.
At least legalize the right one.
Yeah, exactly. It's so... Give it a sec.
There it goes.
Yeah, good. So we've been saying for a long time that, you know, not even just for tax purposes, but if people can drink liquor, why can't we smoke weed? It's the same thing. No people die because of weed. Lots of people die because of drinking. It just seems totally backwards. And the only thing I could see is because back in the day, they had alcohol prohibition, but there were still gangsters and mobs that were bringing it in anyways, just like we do now. But because it's weed and not alcohol, people are much more, they're okay to just sit back in their homes, buy the weed from their dealers, and just not make a big deal out of it. The people that drank, though, they couldn't just sit at home and drink. They had to go out to the speakeasies and all that kind of shit. So now we're getting to the point in U.S. economic status to where it's down in the dumps. So the government is looking for, the guy's killing his chihuahua over there. Holy shit. Do you need a medic, sir?
You heard it here first.
Do you need a vet? Little chihuahua getting killed. So basically, things are getting so bad, the government's looking for any way to bring themselves out of this giant deficit they've created for us all. And, you know, we get to enjoy all of the beautiful things that go along with them just destroying our economy. So they're looking at one of the things is legalizing weed. California is looking at doing it because it doubles their number two and number three cash crops. You add two and three together and double it, and that's how much weed brings in.
Just imagine how it would be if we were doing that in every state.
Yeah, exactly. We would have more money than we'd know what to do with.
No, we'd figure out a way to spend it all.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
And then have negative money again.
We'd just start more wars and shit.
Right, right. We just have, yeah, exactly.
This comes out Washington, May 22nd. From legalizing marijuana and then taxing it to increasing death certificate fees and charging gentlemen's club patrons an extra $5 at the door, cash-strapped U.S. states and cities are rooting around for revenue in some unconventional places. So our whole take on it was, if you're going to increase cigarette taxes, you tax alcohol, all you have to do, tax people that have kids. Each kid that they have, you put a tax on that, tax the alcohol, legalize weed, tax that.
Just boom. Don't tax it
economy,
too much.
Economy, no more problems. I just solved it for you. You're welcome. Next problem. What do you want?
Yeah.
So, but even those able to scrounge up funds from untapped sources will likely still need federal help or traditional tax increases to recover from a 17-month recession that has dried up revenue, drained spending capabilities, and nearly obliterated the usual last resort of borrowing. You can't even borrow money because there's no more money to borrow.
Right.
It's amazing.
It's actually, our bank account is negative.
Right. We actually have negative money, and the money's not even backed by anything of value except our military. If anyone comes and is like, hey, U.S., remember that $80 billion you owe us?
No.
And we're like, no,
I don't
what
know what
money?
You're talking about.
And then they're like, well, you said you'd pay us, and we're like, come get it.
Yeah.
And then we blow them up with nukes.
Right.
That's how we roll.
We're the bully of the planet.
We are, and we can be, and that's fine.
And we don't even have any money.
Yeah. So, sin seems most ripe for the taxing in a list of proposed revenue moves compiled by the National Conference of State Legislators last month. The California state legislators proposed making marijuana legal and then charging a $50 per ounce tax on... You know what? Fuck that shit.
Yeah,
you're
I don't
tax
like that.
It $50 an ounce, I'll buy it illegally.
Still.
You're out of your fucking mind. And then you tax cigarettes so much now, people are going to start killing people just for cigarettes. You
or
buy
people,
crack
like
on
what,
the street for cheaper than you can smoke cigarettes.
Like what we were talking about, people are going to start growing their own tobacco.
I know, that's what we're doing. We're going to just start growing our own tobacco, growing our own weed, growing our own everything, and you can just go get effed. Along with state sales tax, Oregon has considered levying a $98 per ounce duty on its legal medical marijuana. So you... really?
Wow. So you're basically this...
And who called that shit? I called it.
Yeah.
I was like, so they're going to tax it, and they're going to see how much money they make.
I know.
And they're going to be like, wow, let's tax it even more.
Yep.
And then we're going to be like, uh-uh.
Yeah, and then it's going
to
be just like it was.
And then we'll go back to buying it from our dealers again instead of from the government. And, you know, if the government has their hands in the weed anyway, it's going to be shitty Mexican brick weed.
Right, I bet
it's going to have the swine flu
My
in
buddy
it.
Can grow better it's, weed in his basement.
My grandmother can grow better weed than that. It's just they don't
care. Hey, just because it's Mexican doesn't make it bad.
No.
No, it does, actually. It really does.
I'm quarter Mexican. I'm not that bad.
Well, when it comes to weed, it does.
Pornography, too, may have to shoulder part of the financial burden of some states. California lawmakers have proposed increasing sales tax on people jerking it, while Virginia will soon start taxing hotel movie rentals. So if you guys... are looking at naughty triple X porn, pretty soon there could be a tax on
well,
it.
Well, they're already expensive enough as it is.
I know, unless you go to ilovetorrents.com and just download your porn for free
right,
like we
there
do.
Is no tax on that.
Or get a girlfriend. I know.
Or you can get a girlfriend.
I know that's a long shot, but so you guys could get girlfriends and just have sex with them.
Just install a pole
just
right,
make
in
sure,
living room.
Right, and just make sure you wear a condom, because we're overpopulated. But see, you can't just focus all the tax on just a couple things. You got to spread it around.
Right.
Just like, you know, every kid that's born, tax that until they're 18 every month or every year.
Or preferably, that'll stop people from having
alcohol,
so many.
Yeah. Legalize heroin and tax that. Who gives a shit? Connecticut may reduce the commissions to those who sell lottery tickets, and New Jersey could take unclaimed slot machine winnings. Yeah, tax all that shit. Leave the weed alone, though, man. Georgia lawmakers call the $5 fee they could charge customers at erotic dancer bars a, quote, pole tax, which is interesting because that's what the prostitute called it also.
Right.
She's like, I'm going to have to charge you a pole tax. Like, wow, are we talking about smoking or dancing?
Right.
Quote, many of these kinds of things that they do at the state level raise modest levels of money, said Donald Boyd, senior fellow at the Nelson A. Rockefeller Institute of Government. They want to avoid raising the marquee taxes. Of course, why tax people that actually have money? Let's tax the ones that don't. That's a good idea.
That makes
they
a lot of sense.
Eliminate the middleman. They want the rich and the poor.
Exactly. Plebeians and fucking serfs, man, or peasants. That's all it is. It's where it's going to get back to. And then what happened? Big revolution and bubonic plague for everyone.
Sounds
tax
good
free.
To me.
Tax-free bubonic plague.
Hit Come the reset it. Button.
Get it while it's hot. Citizens may revolt against income tax increases, he said, and not notice smaller fees inching up. Right, because we're all fucking retards. We're not going to notice that, like, every paycheck it's getting a little smaller and a little smaller.
Yeah, people notice.
Yeah, we've noticed. Guys. Hey, we've noticed.
Yeah, you don't have to hide it anymore.
Now, all of a sudden, you can't make your car payments, and you're like, huh?
Yeah, interesting. Why, I work the same amount of hours, but my paycheck is like half what it used to be.
Huh?
Hey, thanks, government. Appreciate that.
Here's a big fuck you.
Yeah,
glad you need that more than me.
Also, when state governments ultimately raise the larger taxes, they can say they have done so only after tapping all other alternatives. So, you gotta tax everything else, and then, as a last resort, we're gonna just take more money out of your paychecks.
Right.
That some of you don't even get. Like, half you guys don't even have paychecks in the first place. How about you all get jobs first, and then we'll talk about taxing it. Fuck. During the 01 recession, many wanted to leave income and sales taxes untouched, and they had a ready source at that time, which was tobacco taxes, said Boyd, who has also served as director of tax policy and revenue analysis for the state of New York budget office. He said, quote, "I don't think there's a counterpart this time around. There is tax war and tax people having kids. Problem solved." And strippers. Tax them.
Right. So you can tax them.
Whore tax.
Call it the whore tax.
Providence, Rhode Island, for example, wants to charge the private colleges in the city, namely Brown University, a student impact fee of $150 per student per semester. And that's a great idea. Let's tax people that are going to school that actually want to learn something.
Right. And they're trying to go to school so they can get a job that actually makes them money.
Right. So that they can pay taxes in the first place.
Which they probably won't even get a job from their school.
I know. That's the dumbest idea I've
ever heard.
They're
going to be applying for the same jobs we're trying
to get. And then in grade school, we'll impose a grade school tax where each child will have to pay $150 per semester.
It's like, wait, isn't that called private school?
That's so amazing. Yeah, but I'm saying they're going to do it to public.
Well, they're already expensive enough. Now they want to tax them?
Yeah. Get a little closer when we talk. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has proposed a 5-cent fee on plastic shopping bags, a move that would raise an estimated $100 million a year, according to some study. That comes after the city considered levying an extra tax on sodas. How about you tax bums while you're at it?
Right, because they don't have any money either, and neither do I, and you're taxing my ass.
But, you know, you're not going to get money when you tax people that don't have money in the first place, you fucking idiot. Washington, D.C. will also tax bags, different kind of bag, but the revenue is earmarked for ending river pollution. The city council recently passed a budget that includes attaching cameras to street sweepers to ticket errant parked cars in the hope of collecting nearly $7 million.
Wow, anything they can do.
I know.
Anything.
I know. Why don't you just tax me every time I jerk off? Could you do that?
You gonna tax us for air next?
Yeah. Tax me every time I breathe. Every breath I take, every step you make, I'll be watching you. Wait,
is that how that goes?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that's
it. Is now. The district's chief financial officer recently told the U.S. Congress it should be allowed to tax federal buildings and is calling for the new law barring local buildings from being taller than the Capitol to be lifted in hopes of garnering more real estate taxes. We'll tax buildings.
Right.
We'll tax.
There's lots of buildings.
Yeah. How about we tax the government? Every time you give a bailout of more than $1 million, we're taxing half of it. How's that?
No. 75%.
So I want my 75%.
Yeah, at least.
You might as well make it 90.
Yeah,
might
as well.
How 95. About you just give me all of that money?
Right. Because you don't need it.
There tends to be more resistance to having a new fee than to raising an old fee, he said, adding that cities must often receive approval for taxes from their states, and states may not be eager to give cities new revenue-raising powers when they're having their own fiscal problems. So instead of, like, making new taxes, we're just going to take the ones you already pay, and we're going to raise those.
Like 100%.
Right, to, like, heaven, and then we'll see what we get.
Like, as soon as it's taxed to the point where your whole paycheck's gone, as soon as you get it, then they're good.
Or just do what we said, tax weed a little bit, tax cigarettes a little bit, tax alcohol a bunch, and tax everyone that's having kids a bunch. Problem solved.
Yes.
Tax churches.
Yes.
Churches are tax-free. They make billions of dollars, and they have sex with your kids.
Tax half of that. And they still make too much
Don't
money.
Don't tax my cigarettes
how
and
much
my
money,
weed. Tax churches.
How much money does God really need?
I know.
I think I need
God.
It more.
If he really existed, you'd think he'd be like, oh, it's cool, guys. I got your back on this.
Right. It's like, can't you just make it?
This is the most stupidest thing ever. And if you establish yourself as a church, you're tax-free.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we're in such a deficit problem. Because everyone's like, oh, no, we're a church. We don't pay taxes.
Look how many churches there Is there's a church every other block.
Churches and Starbucks, man.
And
every
banks.
Other block.
Yet we have no money.
And whatever happened to humble yourself before God? Do you really need a multi-million-dollar church? You're supposed to be humble, you fucking hypocrite.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Fucking people, I swear to God. Even with unconventional revenue methods, many states are relying on tried and true tax increases along with drastic spending cuts to keep their budgets balanced. How about you stop spending money on things you shouldn't be spending money on, for starters?
Like churches?
And then, right, like Jesus.
Like the one church down Whitefish Stage. That church was a $6 million church.
Or quit making 10 different denominations, build one fucking church, and have everybody go there.
Problem and just call solved. It mega church. Wait,
oh,
they
sorry.
Have that.
You guys can't all get along with each other because that's not what religion's all about.
Right, even though all your fucking gods are people. Exactly the same.
I hate that. At least 16 states have raised income, business, sales, and excise taxes already in 2009, and another 15 are weighing, taking the same step. And that is it for that story. Looks like we are all effed with a big old giant D.
Right in the A.
So coming up next, we have 26Z. They're getting ready up on the stage
Yeah, they're just about
right
ready,
now.
I think.
Little hardcore industrial for that ass.
Break out your glow sticks.
Yep.
No, it may sound like rave music, but trust me, it's not. Burger says, girlfriend's cost too much. I haven't had a job for over 1.5 years and can't get unemployment. That fucking sucks, isn't it?
Fuck my life.
Fuck my life. Yeah!
Get the camera back.
And give it to me. Oh no! Don't give it to me.
There it is. Hi. No, raffle tickets are.
Oh, that lady right there, with the donation. I was totally kidding about giving me the money. Sorry.
Take it anyway.
We make jokes over here.
Hold on, I gotta pee. Will you hold this?
Yeah, we did FML earlier at the very beginning, but I only printed out one page of them, so we probably won't do any more of those tonight, today. Holla.
Can I say something in there?
Yeah, if you talk, you gotta be right next to it, though, when you talk.
Right here?
Yeah. Don't fall over, though. All right, let me scoot you in. Sit up. Okay. Just don't touch it, okay?
Okay.
This is 26Z. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. Do, 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 do.
Peace.
Yes. Say hi to everybody.
Hi. Ryan!
Mm-hmm.
How many people we got in there? Huh? Oh, the bell? Yeah, you want to ding it?
She's been dinging that this whole time.
So far, pretty decent turnout, y'all.
For this place.
Yeah, I mean, it's Depot Park. It's Kalispell, Montana. Raising awareness for Alzheimer's. People that won't forget it.
Music rules!
So, they're just setting up stuff. Chilling. Downtown Kalispell, Montana. Beautiful day at the park. Fucking yeah.
About fucking time.
But
really.
Fucking yeah. But it was snowing yesterday, but today it's cool. It's fine. It'll probably be snowing tomorrow. It's cool.
Do I call you guys to request a song on the radio station?
Nope. Jesus was never alive, but okay. That's awesome.
Thank you.
you guys hear that okay in the stream? I don't know why there should is so quiet, but
yeah, we apologize.
I don't do the sound, so I'm just doing the live feed.
Yep. Yeah, I guess these guys are from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh, they already found that out, huh?
Yeah. Well, I feel like 26Z from LA. What's all that stuff hanging on the wall out there?
Thanks and sponsors and stuff.
Oh. The tall bike is here. That's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta go take a piss. Hold it down. Can you watch all this shit?
Yep.
Going.
Here's a funny little anecdote. I was just in the bathroom, almost dropped my glasses in the fucking toilet. For one. For two, like, I'm pissing, and I look down, because the floor is kind of gross and shit, and I look at my belt, and I just peed all over my belt. Like, it was just hanging there, and I moved it, and I was... You're welcome for
penis
that.
Penis one, Matt zero.
I wiped it... No. I just left it. I wiped it off with my shirt. Fuck you. Well, you guys would enjoy that. They always take revel in my failures.
Like I said, penis one, Matt.
Yep, pretty much. Did they make it louder at
well,
all?
That just lightened my day up there. Thanks, Matt.
I know. Everyone's like, man, I suddenly feel a lot better. Amazing, amazing.
The dark clouds over my head just seemed to disappear.
Who? He was back talking to the vendor. Why?
Cows rule.
They asked us to take pictures for them. Since Woo! Yeah! A long time. Okay, guys, so that's 26Z. I think they're going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to have Dripping Orifice after that.
Angels and demons.
Oh, angels and demons.
Things either exist or they do not.
Is it
possible?
I can't.
You probably should have saved it.
Yeah, well, after this song. This is the last one.
Is it
possible? I like that one song. Sorry, I'll use this time.
Jesus is dead.
Yeah, Jesus is dead.
Yeah. That was the first one.
I know,
like, no
like,
shit, he is.
I'm like, oh god. He just offended like half the crowd.
They're still here.
I know.
Something to get inspired by.
It's the only place where no one's going to take it. Exactly. There's always someone here.
Like, we're going to leave all this shit that's not attended, right? Okay.
MDS wants to know if you have Alzheimer's.
No, I don't.
No,
no, he does not.
My uncle has his brain intact and everything.
He is a very intelligent man.
We don't have many problems like that.
I don't say much a lot of the times, but, you know, I do know about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of experience under your belt, you know?
Talk loud. You're quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, or just I'm get too quiet?
Yeah. Yes, you're too quiet.
Well, they say I'm soft-spoken.
Well, fucking get louder. If you want these people to hear you, you gotta be a little louder.
Hey, what's up, Burger? I haven't seen you around
a
while. Hey! MDS says, what kind of experience you have? Life experience? 1,000 experience points?
I have a lot of experience, a lot of things.
Yeah, it's kind of a very vague question.
I've done a lot of
question.
Things and a lot of people. I mean...
Wayne!
I've done a lot of things to a lot of people.
I've done a lot of things and a lot of people.
Oh, right. For example... Oh, he says he has a lot,
for example. I am retired in the engineering field.
Tell us about one. I think he wants to hear a story.
About what?
Anything. What's it? You got an interesting story? Something fucked up? Something crazy? Blow his mind.
You know, at this time, I don't. But let me think for a few minutes, and I'm sure I'll come up with something.
Traveled anywhere interesting?
Oh, yeah, I've been in many places overseas, Beirut, Kuwait.
You went to Kuwait?
Azure Islands.
You went to Kuwait?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
That was kind of cool.
Really? When was that?
Well, we went over to put in some machinery over there for them, and... we were treated like kings. I mean,
were you in the military?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
I was a civilian worker at the time. And
what were you doing over there?
We were putting in some water equipment.
Oh.
And we got to stay in the king's palace, and we had everything we ever possibly needed while we were there. They gave us everything. Our dishes at dinner time were gold plated.
Yeah,
it was just great. But,
that's awesome.
And then even the king.
MDS says, "You sure you don't have Alzheimer's?"
To take care of us all the time while we were there.
Yeah,
and you can't say no because it would be like an insult to him. So,
MDS, there's a difference between Alzheimer's and lots of usage of things. Never mind.
It's kind of hard to realize that where we're at right now is a lot of noise, so it's kind of hard to hear back and forth between.
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
The main thing is everybody is having a good time. It's great out here.
I wish you guys could be here. It'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a wonderful day. The sun is shining. It's about 70.
I know.
Degrees.
We're actually having a nice day in Montana. It's like 74
great.
Degrees. It's perfect.
Unreal.
Yeah. And all week it's supposed to be like this.
Walking in ass deep snow.
I know. But the thing is, since we do live in Montana, it could be nice and sunny, and then in an hour,
we'll have
5 inches of snow.
Right.
Well, that's what they say. If you don't like Montana, just wait a few minutes and the weather will change.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Although we are having a lot of flood problems now from the heat.
Oh.
Yeah, the snowfall up in the mountains are dribbling down into the rivers and streams, and there's a lot of flooding in areas.
So did the king bring you some censored... You're going to have to spell that with some dashes in it so I know what you're trying to say. Some bitches? No?
Siren just said the drummer's not here yet from Dripping Orifice.
Brandon was just here earlier.
Well, I guess now he's not, and now Warcry's going to play. So, whatever.
Whatever.
I wish Matt would get back with those Jester sticks.
As long as the music keeps flowing, everybody's happy.
Oh, Jessie? What's her name?
Ask.
Sit with us again if you want.
Yeah, my daughter's name is Tammy. She lives in Sarasota, Florida.
Sarasota, are you listening?
She listens to the program quite a bit down there, and I was just going to say hi if she's listening. Hi, Tammy.
There's a lot more people, and it's like slowly like sneaking in. I'm not even noticing it.
Feel that lump right there? On your hand right there.
This next band's about to play is called Warcry. They're a res metal band from Polson.
Dripping Orifice was going to play, but their drummer
is not here, so they will probably play after. And
if it, maybe. Hopefully. Possibly.
Correctly, it gives my heart these electrical shocks that make it beat. Right. It,
nice.
It'll pace it. It paces it.
That's a nice dog, dude. That's
and
fucking
if my heart stops,
that's hot.
It will electrically shock me. Like you see on television, the paddles on somebody's chest. Yeah. That's what this thing does. And it's only about that big.
Get back over here.
Yeah, I need to get over here.
I had this put in about 3 years ago. And I've felt much better ever since. I'm out here in this crowd, or sitting here, and I pass out, and can't tell nobody what's wrong with me.
Thank you, by the way.
This tells them.
The photographer guy.
That way they know what to do.
Neither did our stripper, though.
Yeah, stripper didn't show.
That's cool, isn't it?
You want
to
wait, what? Stripper?
What?
Stripper? Yeah, oh, what? Stripper? Where? Where's the stripper?
During our set.
Really?
Yeah, it takes off her clothes. She's really hot.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah, but she...
tell her I'll buy the gas. Just come take
her.
Just tell her to buy the gas. I'll buy the gas. Just tell her to come over here and take her clothes off.
I know. Oh, yeah. When's the next show?
I shouldn't be talking like that around all these kids, but can't help myself. All right, here we go with Warcry.
Wish Matt would get back already.
No, I only heard the Eagles one in the sound.
I think the CD's better than the live sound. Our live sound is better. Oh, is that what you think?
You guys sounded good.
Our recording sound is so much better than our live sound.
Yeah, there's less screw-ups.
That's hours of mastering.
Yeah. You can do it.
They're just tuning up at
they're
the moment.
They're testing all their stuff.
The guy we recorded our first
video is Eric Brown.
That guy recorded
1-3
guitar tracks.
So, MDS, are you oh, man. Yeah, you guys are having some massive rain down in Florida, aren't you, MDS? That sucks, dude. I remember when I had a pool and it rained like crazy. It would overflow and it'd be full of swampy, green, goo, nasty shit. That's got to be fun to do.
No? Why?
Only good snake is a dead snake.
It's not
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like
that.
All right, I think they're going to play. We'll be right back.
huge.
Just don't let them out.
Oh,
So I believe that Dripping Orifice has dropped off the list for this concert, which kind of sucks. I think something happened to their drummer, not too sure. But we have Drain Bamage playing next. That'll be in the next couple minutes. I don't know where Matt and Braden have ran off to, but I'm sure it has something to do with pot. Not quite too sure yet. My uncle went to go get me something to drink. That'll be kind of nice. I got to sit here and watch all this crap because no one else is sitting here. They just kind of fucking leave me alone, which is kind of gay. But whatever. So, yeah. Up next, we have Drain Bamage. It's kind of cool out here. We got little kids passing out jam hole stickers. We got the giant jam hole banner hanging out so the whole... Everybody driving by, I can see it. Pretty much a whole little town of fuck shit Kalispell can see it, which is kind of nice. We've got little kids and people with Down syndrome wearing jam hole logos, which is awesome. Thanks, MDS, for staying with us for so long. You're keeping me from being completely bored. Oh, there you are.
I'm drowning here.
You look so sad and lonely.
I am sad and lonely.
We love you. We're sorry we abandoned you.
We weren't gone that long.
We were.
Obviously, I turned your camera off.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, when did we leave, you know? I do not.
30 minutes ago, because that's when this thing flipped over.
Yep.
Oh. Right.
Guys left me alone for a long time.
But we love you.
You better.
We really didn't put any thought into it at all. We just left.
I totally forgot.
Yeah, I went to piss and come back. And
I didn't really have the intention of remembering everything.
Oh, sweet. That is awesome. I don't know what the fuck that is.
29. Yeah, 29 minutes.
29 minutes.
That's how long we were gone.
I told you that.
Like, I know. He obviously didn't get it.
I just not say that. I thought we just had this discussion.
We had to explain it to Matt.
Okay.
Huh? He's a little slower than the rest of us. You'll have to excuse
Poor
me.
Matt. Poor Matt.
I'm feeling good with this 12-hour stuff. Get out of my way.
So Dripping Orifice dropped off.
Can I sit down?
No, what we're going to do is we're going to take some calls from some callers. they're going to...
We don't have phones.
Well, I know we don't have phones, but they can...
We could if we turn that.
Oh, thank you. Well, we're here again to bother you.
Yes.
It's a beautiful Montana day. Don't ever move here unless you have lots of money.
Or want to be trapped for life.
Yeah, unless you have lots of money so you can leave, like, every 2 weeks.
But watch out, because they took my car, so they might take yours.
What's up, guys? So what did you guys think? Fucking Christ. What would you guys think about buying me a new one of these? How's that sound? You guys in it? Thumbs up?
Yeah.
Good. So what did you guys think of the last band? Good? Bad? Who cares? Wasn't listening.
Did you even listen?
Jerking it hard.
Hey, they said we were good.
You guys so what else? That's pretty much all that matters.
They weren't the last.
Because you guys are cool and chilling with us.
You want to read
got to touch butts.
That story to us?
Nice.
I can do that.
While we're killing some intermission time.
If I can even read now.
Pajamal.com/live. Chilling at Depot Park. Dude, we are doing a live internet show from a fucking park.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of people
And
here.
There's a bunch of people
I don't
here.
Belong
and
here.
A bunch of children.
Has anybody noticed that we're outside
chilling.
Here? That's really weirding me out.
Do we just stick out like a sore
It's
going
to be so weird looking at this video. It's like, dude, we were outside. Holy shit.
Go team camper.
All right. This
I've heard you're affiliated with like 10, 11 different teams.
Yeah.
In the time that we were gone.
What happened?
You've showed your affiliation for like 10 or 11 different teams.
Do you have leagues?
Oh, yeah.
Go team teams.
Yes.
Holla at your boys.
If you say nice over and over again, it's a lot easier.
Nice. What?
Come up with anything new.
Right.
So Drain Bamage is up next.
Yep. Dripping Orifice dropped off.
What's their web address? Do they have a web address?
You know, I couldn't find them, but I thought they were brain damaged. So.
Yeah, they have a MySpace. I'm not sure what it is, though. I
think what do you guys think about gay pride?
Oh, wait. Did gay pride.
Yeah, we talked
about that. Gay pride. Never mind.
I got a story.
That's my bad, Cap. All right, why don't you read the story while we're killing some time, all right. And when the band starts, then we'll
This
stop
one's
and
called
listen.
Man Charged in Penis Puppet Incident.
Excuse me?
Oh!
Yes.
Puppetry of the penis.
He had a penis puppet.
Like an actual show?
Right.
Like a live video show?
Kind of. No, like a live audience.
Welcome to the
live audience show.
Might be. Welcome to Dr. Pecker.
Oh, cool.
You're like, I don't want to read about the penis anyway.
No, I kind of... This is a funny story.
Actually, in New York, there is a show on Broadway called The Puppetry of the Penis, and it's two men who play with their ball sacks and their penis and stretch it in all
that's
sorts of weird different things.
That's what this guy did.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But in
they,
Washington.
But yeah, you pay $100 a ticket, though.
Yeah, you have to go on Broadway
yeah,
to show
guy
your penis.
This guy just did it out of
you have
his
to
window.
Be, you have to have the Broadway signature.
Is that like that picture on the internet? It's like a little comic, and the first one is like... This dude's penis, but it's got two dots for eyes and a smiley face. And then the next
that.
One, he's like mad or something. It's like
I think you pay the money to
so
actually
funny.
See him talk.
Yeah, no.
It's
in
so
in the
great.
Puppetry of the Penis, it's actually on Broadway. The guys literally they pull that thing to look like the Eiffel Tower, like a hamburger in a bun,
wow.
Like a hot dog in a bun,
like a hot dog,
like a little girl's face. Like
I don't
it is
think
so
I really
want to
see that.
Up. And there's no drawings on it. They're literally just pulling their flesh in different
wow.
directions to make it look like that. It is the most fucked up shit.
Have you ever pulled your flesh like in different directions?
No.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Not
yes.
really.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We're here with me, Matt, Braden, Naive, Siren, Danny, Uncle Wayne. All of these people. What's up? Oh, that's that old dude in the blue shirt right there. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Tell him the jam hole sent you.
Who's this again?
This would be Drain, which is actually brain damage,
like
but
one.
With the B and the D switch.
I like this one. I think this is great.
Really?
Yeah.
We read that
yeah,
one already.
That
already.
Oh,
so what about this penis puppet?
Well,
I'm interested. You've piqued my interest. Right.
Will you read it? Can you play with your penis for us?
Live internet radio.
If we were like inside, I would.
Dude, okay, so Monday.
Nice. Yeah, I would.
Okay, so Monday we're doing a reenactment
everywhere.
Of Puppetry of the Penis.
Okay, as long as
with
I'm
you.
As long as I am high as I am right now.
You can't actually say that while we're outside in public.
So this
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Go ahead, please. Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Police in Washington State said a suspect uses genitals as a puppet while standing over an air conditioner intake at an apartment complex.
That's fantastic.
That's
I don't
awful.
See anything wrong with that at all.
Hey, what are you doing later?
Well,
puppet
no,
show.
Yeah, I'm just putting on a puppet show.
Do you
so
do it for
awesome.
Children?
Monday.
For everyone.
Is it for kids
it's an all-ages show.
Hold on. IDs at the door.
Yeah.
Check your codes.
The police report of the incident said Timothy Wayne Martin, 44, of Auburn, Washington.
Is this distracting at all?
Yes.
Nice.
Was arrested after residents of the Arcadia apartment complex in
Arcadia.
Federal Way. Yeah.
Team.
Called police at about 10:30 a.m. on May 13th and reported a man standing over an air conditioner intake wearing only an unbuttoned flannel shirt and was apparently manipulating his penis with a string like a puppet.
He's a manipulator. Oh, just tied around it like a little hangman's
yeah.
noose?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, have you ever seen, was it the first Jackass movie?
Yes, yes,
the
yes.
beginning with his, when he puts it in the snake thing?
Do you think
thing?
He had like theme music and shit?
He's like that. Da, he's just playing
na,
with it.
Na, na,
you see the Jackass movie?
Yes.
Talking about penis?
It's just like that.
There,
I can't remember which one.
Shh.
Police said...
How's this going? Hold on. We got the guy throwing this thing. How's this going for you right now?
Cut off numerous so times now for your penis.
Bam, yeah. show off.
This is like it, this is how it is doing a show with him all the time.
I want to hear all about
well,
your
I was
penis.
Just saying, because Ryan's sitting like right here.
I know, but you can't wait until
okay,
the story's over.
I apologize.
Over.
Ryan,
that's all.
Go. Would you have anything?
MDS says Braden is barely holding it together, isn't he? I'm going to have to agree with him. You are barely holding it together here, man.
I keep getting interrupted. I
can't
well, even
get
through
at,
the story.
Dude. We're in the middle of Depot
well,
fucking
yeah,
Park.
Well,
yeah,
but
you're being
you're
outside,
interrupting.
It all changes.
I apologize.
No, but when I'm writing the middle of a story, you don't have to talk to Ryan.
Use
you
your brahones, man. Sorry.
Police said Martin was arrested at They're the like scene and still had the string attached to his penis. He was charged under the state's felony incident exposure.
Of course he was.
Due to having two prior convictions for similar crimes.
Of course he was.
And Martin was also in possession of a small quantity of methamphetamine
at
the time of his arrest.
Are you serious?
Police said he also had a pornographic magazine.
Oh, fuck.
Did it have little boys in it?
It just does not say it.
Hey, be careful with those.
Puppets, now
and he was arrested on $25,000
tough economy.
I'm not sure.
I can't hear anything right
Me
now.
Me neither, but that story's over.
Is that for that story?
Yeah, it is.
That movie with all the puppets. They had to edit out the sex.
That was the worst time for reading a story.
All right, so are these guys ready to rock?
Are you ready to fucking rock?
Is this is cocaine? Brain drain bamage. Drain bamage.
Drain bamage.
Drain bamage. And those are motorcycles. Right.
Can I see that green flyer?
Yeah, no, I put brain damage on the flyer because I thought it was
typo.
Stop throwing these at me, tree.
Okay.
I thought whoever wrote it the first time was not paying attention.
Raining all over my junk. Fantastic. So,
someone was stoned.
Back to you, Bob.
Hey, do you have another story for us?
Aren't you still talking
about penises?
That's
the only one I have. He's got some stories.
I got one right
here.
He only
handed me one.
What up, G?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, but they're going to start soon, so we're going to wait until after they're done.
So while they play, you can touch your own penis
right.
and listen to the beautiful sounds
Let's not say that with the children around.
Sorry, kids. Don't play with penis,
He means
kids.
Puppet. He yeah. means puppet.
Wait till you're older.
You're going to jail now.
I'm going to hell is where I'm going.
Yeah. We're actually in hell.
All right, this is Drain Bamage. I want you all to enjoy this very much.
He's looking at you.
I want you to rock with
so
us.
So crazy.
Oh my god.
I don't want to have sex with him.
He's going to go
this
tell
is
his
awesome.
This is fantastic.
Almost as awesome as...
No, no. This is more awesome than anything else I've ever read.
Oh no, I don't think she has.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, we have some
have you ever really listened to our show?
This is a pretty good one.
Because those are all the
Would you care to read this one?
Dude.
What's this one?
This is fantastic.
Yeah, sure. Want me to read it now?
Drain Bamage!
Oh, they're starting now.
Alright, that's right. Like I said, we are Drain Bamage!
Yeah!
I'm not wrong! Drain Bamage! Fighting!
Fighting! Sorry about that, people.
Wow. Disgusting, greenish, bluish, ugly.
Grow up with no one caring about it. The same way that she's grown up with nobody cared about her. But obviously she cared and she brought it back to life, but then she didn't care again and she killed her.
Has the greatest view ever. I swear to God, if I get bit by something, I'm gonna fucking freak. Freak.
Is that a hot dog or? No, 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 no. I don't know.
fucking da 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 fucking da 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 fucking da 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 fucking da 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 fucking
da da
fucking da 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 Brain,
Dry Mouth.
Drain damage.
Oh wait, another another one of my teams. Go Team Dry Mouth.
Ding.
Is there any more? 14 now.
And I have to live with it.
Yeah, how's that?
I think if you some days I yell a lot.
If you can name it, we've done it.
We all have those days.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It's warm out. It's warm out.
Is that a girl drummer or just a guy with big tails?
I can't see his face, but thank you.
Every single one of those is a girl.
Yeah.
That was hot. Yeah, I saw it.
What the fuck is it? Girl, I have a girl guitar.
It seems to be a pile right here.
I played with all girls forever. So disgusting. I ended up sleeping with them all.
That's not good.
No.
That probably you should find me something to eat.
I married one of them.
What up, G?
I fired the rat.
Only time to adventure!
I got to sleep with them all of them.
Yes!
People keep asking me for money!
I'm not asking you for money, I'm asking you for food!
Where's my fucking meat plate?
Meat plate!
Meat plate!
Everything.
I know.
They're everywhere.
That was what was in your head.
$6
for the car. Freaking me out, man.
Freaking me out.
It's all in my ear.
Yes, sir.
Order up.
Yes, order up.
This is going to be the longest show ever.
Well,
we might as well stay here for like 3 more days and go for the world record while we're at it.
It'll be nice. It'd be nice all those days.
Tell him to leave that tent up.
I'm gonna be still there.
It'll be the HQ.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the longest one ever done outside.
Maybe.
On location.
Too bad Guinness isn't watching.
You know what's awesome? It takes a whole TV station, like a big old fucking truck and a bunch of shit to do what we're doing, and we fit all this shit in a couple backpacks
and a box.
And the trunk of my car.
Yeah, a couple backpacks and the mixer
box.
That
is fucking awesome.
And it sounds great.
That is all.
That is all.
Drain damage.
That's cool.
Now you can talk.
They're not going to be done long enough for me to read a story.
4:45.
$15.
Huh? Hell yeah, man. For sure. Right.
Hey, it was nice. It was nice.
Are you taking off?
Yeah, I got to go get some large.
We got large and extra large.
Yeah.
All our mediums.
The extra large is kind of big. And she actually wore all of our mediums. So I could probably I'm not even kidding. Like we had 10 of them and they're all hanging in the closet in her pile of shit.
All of them. That's like all she'll get
them out. I know. Or charge some for like $20 and be like they smell like this chick.
Be awesome.
$15.
We're
don't have many left. Just extra large and large. Yeah, not that many. We only have two on hand.
What size would you like, sir?
Large.
Large? Is there a large over there? Is that what? Is that large?
Average.
Word. Whatever, man. I'll take a bunch of change at this point.
As long as it is American currency.
I don't give up.
Actually, if you could do that in euros,
actually,
that would be
British
great.
Pounds?
Yeah, or British pounds.
I think euros are accepted more better. Internationally than the American dollar is, so.
And it's worth more.
I was really thinking pesos.
Go team peso.
Negative. There is no team peso. They're
no.
too poor. Thank you, sir.
If you want some more stickers, you can grab some. We have a bunch of them. Nice.
Take some stickers and give them to all of your friends.
Take stickers and give them to your friends.
Hey!
All of them.
Hey, if enough people are into this, we're going to do live shows in the back of the VFW every couple months. And you can drink and eat food and shit and watch our show. It's all ages because it's in the restaurant part. Yeah.
But you can still go to the bar and get drinks.
Get a hold of us through the website, and we'll let everyone know when it's going to be. Hell yeah. What do you do? Really? Nice. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
And then we leave.
But the place we got our stuff made, it's gone now.
Oh man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
They caused the earthquake then. That's cool. They caused the earthquake?
That's where FMS was.
We just sold our first shirt locally.
That like, sounds like a show.
Legitimately. Fuck yeah. We'll read that one. Do you want to read it?
I'm headed out there next.
You can read that after
I'm
this
headed
man.
Out to Seattle next, so we'll see.
Well, we gave that girl's brother one. And
thank you.
Oh, yeah, for the.
That's what I said.
I like it.
It's my first show in normal clothes.
Yeah, seriously. It's gone. This is like the most comfortable I've ever been in the show ever. The most comfortable I've ever been in the show ever. So I'm not wearing like my costumes. And I'm like kind of naked. So like, you know, like half naked. I'm wearing clothes I normally wear outside. Awesome.
What's up, Aaron? Awesome! Hell yeah! Screaming, love it!
I cut into it yesterday.
Really
no, the last two shows that as soon as I got off to, they were fucking.
I know, I saw that.
What is it?
I beat on my guitar so much, I fucking didn't care. I'm like standing, I don't feel it until later, and I'm starting to feel it. So, I know. Imagine doing it every day
then. I couldn't do that. I play guitar, but.
After about the first 2 months, you're going to start taping your fingers.
Yay!
Hey, Matt.
Drain, bam it. What?
How much were we charging for sweatshirts?
I have no idea.
Was it 35?
Something like that.
I think it was 35. Because they were expensive. The shirts weren't.
Yeah, I'd want a sweater over a shirt.
Yeah, the
Unless
hoodies came out really nice.
Yeah, the hoodies were nice.
Yeah, we
want to
try and get some of those.
How much did you guys? But I mean, the shirts were pretty much selling. Yeah, same
yeah don't say it on your bottom.
It was like $20 per shirt.
I make like maybe $1 on every shirt. Sweatshirts, we don't make any on. We made like one for me, Matt, and Dana, and then like a few of our friends.
He couldn't do ours.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll give you a deal.
Yeah, he doesn't have the...
No, we had to get
you
hands
ready.
Song is for his mother, by the way.
The news is here. They're all up on our turf, man. We should go over there and be like, this is West Side, son. This is our
home. But you know what? I don't really care what they say because we're still cooler than the news.
That's right.
Because we're more honest than the news.
Look, we have the same camera as they do, but ours is better. Except for that big one. But that little one's
You mean
doing...
that, like, multi-$1,000 super sweet fucking camera? That one?
Yeah. We got that $100 super...
That's fucking stylish!
I know.
Those are the beautiful sounds of the 70s. You can buy it online at www.70s.com.
All right, this next one.
Greg Rat. What up, Greg Rat?
I thought they had a really commercial sound for some odd reason. I don't know what that means in reality, but... You gotta admit, his Samhain shirt is pretty fucking cool, though. I don't know if Samhain was really a good band, but it came from a good era. Tom Hain, Glenn Danzig, The Misfits. Tom Hain came after The Misfits, came before Danzig.
Yeah, I have no idea who you're talking about. Thank you for trying to explain.
Glenn Danzig.
Yeah, I caught that.
If your mother's close by, you should hug her. That's what this... It's a lead-up for the hug. Hug your mother. Hug her.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's a song about hugging your mom. It's a lot of build-up.
The guy's agreeing with you.
See, which guy?
It says they've got a real Faith No More sound with that song. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm still trying to figure out if the drummer is a woman or a really beautiful man. Or a really ugly woman.
Yeah. It's either an ugly woman or a beautiful man. Based on Montana statistics, I'm thinking that the more reasonable idea would be a really ugly woman.
Well, that's what you usually see.
I'm hoping.
Because I haven't seen a lot of really attractive men that are from here.
Yeah.
Everybody who's attractive seems to be from somewhere else who's come here.
I'm blind, though, too.
True.
Even though I'm wearing prescription glasses right now. So you could read your story over the lead. It would give it more depth.
I can do it, son.
People came and started a war. And now they want to love each other.
Yeah, what is with the length of the song? It's still going.
They want to show you they have longevity and stamina. Dude, it's the Heart Police.
Uh-huh.
The Heart Police.
Oh, dude, it is the Heart Police.
See, that's why they did the long thing. People clap.
All right, we are recording again. This is the tail end of who?
I can't wait.
Drain Bamage? Is that who this is?
That's what I'm waiting for.
And then after that, Enemy Mine. They're fucking awesome.
If they don't move. There's a lot of people.
I don't know if it's good to see people moshing or if it's depressing to see middle-aged men like that jumping around.
I'm more depressed.
I like the two little kids in the back that are waiting to get stomped on.
Yeah, who are getting all the dust thrown all over them with the stomping feet. Yeah. The two little girls in pink.
They should watch out for those four oversized men creating a mosh pit in the middle of Kalispell's Depot Park. Uh-huh. Oh, and one guy tumbled over, but not on a child yet.
That would have been so much better. But he did hurt himself on the concrete.
Because it's fucking story time. That was Drain Bamage. Next band playing is Enemy Mind. They're gonna be fucking awesome.
Yeah, but they don't ever get to.
We have another story. Hey, excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Yes.
We have another story to read while the intermission. She's
Why
gonna read us.
One? Have you read one
what?
Yet?
I read the last one, prick.
Oh, did you?
It's her. She's got one.
Oh, she's got one. Okay.
That she's
I have a
gonna
story.
Read.
It's okay. Story time with Siren.
Siren's gonna read us a story.
I would love for you to read them.
So this is this takes place in Albuquerque,
and, hey,
New Mexico.
When you say the headline, you have to say this one is called.
Okay. So this one is called Police Mom Killed Boy buried him in playground sand.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
A 23-year-old woman suffocated her son and then buried his body beneath the sand of a playground, police in Albuquerque, New Mexico said on Thursday.
So is that cliche because it's like the playground he always used to love, but she would never let him go out and play in it. So now finally he gets to be there.
Yeah, either
eternally.
That or that's where he was always playing. So
right,
like, this
or
is a
that
good place.
It could go either way.
Yeah.
So this is
what?
A supremely, supremely fucked up thing.
Foremost, bitch! Hey, what? Motherfucker! Yeah!
That was the gentleman who did out.
Yeah!
By the way.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like marshmallows.
Okay.
Thank you also.
So, the really sick and twisted part of this story about this mom who killed her kid is that she placed her hand over her son's mouth and nose and suffocated him.
Of course.
She had second thoughts about what she did. She performed CPR on her son, brought him back to life, and then decided to go forward with the original act that she did to
him. Only in New Mexico.
Only in New Mexico.
That is so brilliant.
And honestly, according to you guys, what would make you do this to your child?
He was screaming too much and I had to feed him.
Would have to be mine.
Right, okay. If it was
and that's it.
So if I had one.
Done.
This was her thought process, straight from her, okay? What makes this story especially sad is that when asked the reason why she took her little son's life, is that she said she did not want him to grow up with no one caring about him.
Ha!
The same way that she had grown up where nobody had cared about him.
It's better of course. Off. He's better off dead than having no one that cares about him.
He died for her twice. That makes him a Jesus. Yeah.
That's damn near Jesus.
Whoa.
That's two-thirds, whoa. Two-thirds Jesus.
The second
definitely
coming.
Definitely
it's the second coming.
That's so great.
The
but hey, they're like,
sand,
they're like, what makes this a real travesty is that it was her fucking kid.
I know.
I mean, that's all that really.
That's crazy. Just because it was hers.
And right there.
Why didn't she eat him?
Yeah, exactly.
She would have gained.
You could sell those on Craigslist.
The courage.
You could. Absolutely.
We have done some stories where someone tried to sell. They actually wanted to trade it for meth.
Yes, trade for meth.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or money to. They specified
or money
to get
to
it.
Purchase meth
right.
with.
They even said that.
Of
and
course.
You guys did not place the ad yourself?
Negative.
No. We found
not
it.
Not us.
It was so amazing.
So apparently the police did release a composite image of the boy on Tuesday, hoping to garner more leads in the case.
Yeah! Sorry. Woo.
Unfortunately, they were not able to release a photo of the boy because his body was so disfigured
of course.
By the sand's heat.
From all the hate.
Yeah.
Hate will disfigure a
some
motherfucker.
Haterade.
Apparently, since she actually committed the murder, she has been walking the streets of Albuquerque with no home.
Really?
Isn't she in prison?
Well, I would hope so.
Not if she's walking the streets of Albuquerque, according to the police.
Yeah.
If anybody sees this woman, you can throw large rocks at her head and she won't mind.
26 sent this story and he wanted me to tell you guys.
Huh?
Thank you.
26 sent this in.
Oh, 26, yeah. You're fantastic. I
thank
love it.
You for
this
that.
Is my favorite story out of the whole batch.
Yes.
Okay, Jamhole, I'm going to say goodbye to your audience.
All right, are you out?
Yeah, I'm out.
All right.
Give me a call about Monday.
Bye, Jamhole and your fans.
You have my number,
goodbye.
Right?
I have your number.
Okay, 26Z is getting the fuck out of here.
But 26Z will be with you.
They're
going to
be on
Monday.
The show Monday. The Monday show. It was good seeing you guys.
Lovely as always, kids.
We had a blast.
Monday
for sure.
I'll bring you some liquor.
I was like, I'm knuckling him that.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Are you in?
Are you in?
Give me an in and out.
Naive and Siren of 26Z leave and Sven of 26Z now accompanies you. You guys have fun.
Hello.
Oh, fuck.
Have a
good
night. Later. I'm taking Naive's spot.
Who do we have over here now?
This is Sven.
Sven, also from
and what do you do? What do you do?
I play guitar for 26Z.
You play guitar.
And you were rocking a fucking awesome tie.
Ass.
Fucking
red
A. That
tie.
Was an amazing show.
That was an amazing show.
I was
show.
A little surprised at the reaction of the crowd.
Yes.
Yeah, there really wasn't much of a reaction.
Mixed thoughts.
Yes.
But it was...
Maybe they all have Alzheimer's and they forgot.
Right.
Possibly.
They kept forgetting what they were listening to.
Yeah, that's okay. I saw a couple of people like that guy right there.
Which
no,
guy?
That guy actually wasn't
the yellow?
Here, no. This, there's that kid that's always up there on the stage.
Right.
That kid was cool as
he
fuck.
Loves everyone.
And then some other people I don't even know right now.
Yeah, I dig it. We all dug it. Where's the news crew?
What?
Oh, right there.
News crew?
Right there.
Got it covered already, thanks.
Does she have a news shirt on?
Does she want to do some news? We got a story you could read.
What?
Yeah. Do you want to read a story?
Yeah, I'll read one.
No, that's finished. I think that was all the stories we brought.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Because remember, we were only going to do an hour thing.
Oh, jeez. Dr. Pepper.
Oh, if that touches stuff, you're dead.
It didn't touch anything electronic, so it's all good.
No, it's dead. I know. It's this guy. Huh?
What's that?
We still have this story.
What's
it? If you can read. No, not that one. This one. If you want to read through the Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Huh? We sold one. Fuck yeah.
Sven has a story for us.
Sven, we're
hold on a second.
We didn't read this one.
It's all covered with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, but it's so readable.
All right, let's do some news, Sven. This one is called, and then read the headline.
This one is called California Mom Tells Cops She Had Sex With Boys to Keep Them Away From Her Daughter. Police in Anderson, about 150 miles... Wait, oh, sorry, I gotta start right here, huh? A 30-year-old Northern California woman has pleaded not guilty to charges that she had sex with three teenage boys. Deborah Tao faces 11 felony counts, including unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor, oral copulation of a person under the age of 16.
Why don't you listen to the story?
Oh, sorry.
Committing lewd acts upon a child and arranging a meeting with a minor for a lewd purpose.
Wow.
The boys were 15 and 16 years old.
And she's how old again? 30?
40.
30-year-old. 30-year-old Northern California woman. Okay.
That's double. That's the 2X rule.
That is.
Police in Anderson, about 150 miles north of Sacramento, began investigating in April after two girls from a local middle school reported that a friend's mother was having sex with boys. In a 48-page report released this week, Tao told police she was protecting her daughter by diverting the boys' attention to herself.
Whoa.
She denied the
charges.
I'm doing
this for you.
Hey, I don't want my daughter to get with these kids, so
I'm
going to have sex.
I still got one more paragraph and I'm done. She denied the charges during an appearance Wednesday in Shasta County Superior Court. Tao remains jailed with her bond set at $250,000.
F yeah.
Nice.
That's amazing. I'm doing this to save
I'm trying to protect my daughter from having
sex. Not because
it's
I'm totally nuts at all.
Not at all.
Nothing to
and
do
not because I want it
with
them.
My mental state
or,
at all.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is great.
Okay.
That's all our stories
back.
Now.
I have to go run my fiance, the house key, so I'll be back in just a minute.
Okay. We will be right here.
Yes.
Just chilling it.
Chilling.
So, yeah, we thought, the plan was to get here at 7, if you guys don't know, be set up by 8, do the show from 8 to 9, and then that's it. But we didn't get our table till like 8, 7:50. Where are you going? Hi,
right
Danny.
Here. Hi. I'm back.
So then we had to we did like 3 fuck my lives.
Pretty much.
That was
and
it.
Just kind of, everybody started playing and we couldn't hear ourselves think anymore. And
but there's longer time in between the bands.
To squeeze in stories.
Right. But we didn't know
and
that. We were only going to do an hour.
No.
So.
No, we had
that's
no
all
idea.
The stories we have.
What? You got
and
up.
I can't.
I know.
Read so stories from the fucking internet.
Oh, so
are
who's playing next? Enemy Mines?
Enemy Mines is playing
fire
next.
Is right
then
there.
Valsalvia Manure.
Salvia
and then
Manure.
Graveyard Girl Scouts.
Is that like. I don't. Is that just recycled salvia?
I believe so.
Is that what they're.
I like these stickers.
Girls, yeah. Graveyard Girl Scouts.
Yeah, we should put one on one of the laptops.
Nate's band.
Yeah.
This water tastes terrible.
This
now.
Has turned out very well.
It has.
There's
I agree. A lot of people here.
I'm
I
having
think
a good time.
We're gonna have a lot more local listeners.
That's
now.
Good. Because we're gonna try and do a show
that would
locally
be nice.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. I wish the wind would stop though. It stops
this
for a little bit.
This feels awesome.
Was,
like
no.
It's, yes.
You
this
guys
is
are
perfect.
Physically.
Because without the wind, it would be a lot warmer.
You guys are physically altered at the moment. I'm not.
No,
what?
I'd be. I was fine
so
before
I'm
then.
I'm a little cold.
I was fine even before then.
Well, you're a little warmed up.
I'm just as warm as I was
before.
I'm going
to pull up some Fuck My Life.
Yes,
oh,
some
wait,
more.
I'm
did
not,
some really
I'm not gonna,
other one.
I'm not going to do it on that computer. See, no, that's...
Yeah.
I thought it'd be all nice and easy to read.
It'd be bad to do on that
but
one,
oh
though,
no,
because we're recording.
Oh, no. There's no internet there, of course. Why would there be internet there?
Because you have it plugged into the other one?
Of course I do.
Well, don't complain about something you were did.
Hey, I'm just saying...
I really want to know what those two security guards would do if something were to happen.
Look
at them. Heart attack.
Just yes.
I
just
can't even
look
see
at
where
them.
They are.
Right to my right.
I'm gonna have to say have a heart attack.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Today, did I tell you what happened today?
No. Well, you did, but tell me some more.
Please
what
me.
Happened.
And stop.
You have the craziest days. So
I know.
Much seems to
it's
happen
unbelievable.
To you.
And stop me if I've told you this story before. But
you
today,
might have, but you know, tell me again.
Today I was driving in my car with my daughter. You may not know this about me. I have a daughter.
It's not mine.
Not sure what her name is. Not sure where she's
Never
at.
Never even met her.
Nope.
Not even really sure she's mine.
Let's but it's possible.
She was eating a Nutri-Grain bar. After a while, she holds out her hand saying, "It's on my finger. I don't want to eat it. It's on my finger. I don't want to eat it."
Kids.
I pick up the little pieces of Nutri-Grain filling and put it in my mouth, only to realize... It was a large blank. Fill in the blank. Brain,
turd.
Go.
Oh.
Whoa. Brain, go.
I don't know. I was thinking
it
the
is
same
not
thing.
Turd.
That's what I was thinking.
Booger is the correct answer. A large booger.
Except I wasn't going to say the word turd.
In your mouth. That's disgusting.
Poopy.
Today, I was cuddling in bed with my girlfriend after a night of heavy drinking. I mean, like, 2-ton fucking heavy drinking. She rolled towards me. Looked me in the eyes and sweetly said, "I love you." Her morning breath was so bad that I had to jump up and rush to the bathroom to vomit, leaving a trail of vomit along the way. Fuck my life.
Holy shit.
Nice.
That...
I have never smelled anything so disgusting it made me puke.
He's never getting laid by her again.
That's disgusting. A trail of just puke because you had the dragon.
He's probably not with her anymore.
Because your girlfriend's breath is that red.
Yeah, he probably broke up with her after that.
Smells like dick and semen and shit. You're like, what the fuck?
Well, I think Enemy Mind's going to play now.
Yeah, Enemy Mind's getting ready to play. Let me do one more here. Today, I spent the whole day seeing how many licks it would take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll pop. 763. I'm 24. Fuck my life.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Wow, dude.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Enemy Mine. Fuck yeah. Excuse my face.
This is as far as I go, so you might want to come off to the front. This is Living Horror.
Good one.
guys are fucking awesome. Jamhole.com/YouTube and look at the kickball video. There's video of us riding the tall bike. Thing is fucking sick.
You fucking jump.
It's so great. You gotta be by a fence to get on it.
Yeah. can hear this from the farmer's market. That's awesome.
Guy in a little coat.
She's all proud of herself. That's got a text message that wasn't meant for her. Said something about me not being home for a while. Really slow. So I called her and I was like, what kind of smoking are you talking about? She's like, I'm talking about cigarettes. I was like, okay, that's not as bad as I anticipated.
I'm so deliriously tired right now. You have no idea.
Thank you.
Valley.
That's why I'm there, so I know where they are.
That's my team right there. That's my siren. I don't know. That's not even siren. I don't know if this guy here.
That's probably her.
And I don't know. That's a farm road. That could be like a lion.
Except people listening.
Yeah, I don't know.
Welcome back, Frank, eh?
Thank you.
Are listening to Enemy Mine. enemy fucking mine. 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 So fucking metal, there's a little kid mosh pit. Suck on that shit, other shows. What? Four of them.
That's so awesome. Four kids all under the age of four moshing.
Says I'm surprised. I was surprised at the amount of kids that were here. Children? Me too.
Yeah, I didn't think people would bring their kids out here. Honestly. But I guess how else are they gonna rock out? You know, I mean, they're not just gonna ditch their kids, I guess. So, bring them with.
I'm just saying, if you have to fuck, you might as well make a kid. I mean, fuck. Might as fucking well. Oh, Braden just gave bro hug. Who is that?
His boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't know Braden had a boyfriend.
I guess he does now. These guys are blocking our camera. No, Matt, you fucking don't do that. Tell them to move. You pussy!
I don't give a shit.
Well,
really?
Obviously.
I don't know. After Vagina Spiders.
Yeah.
I
got a couple more for you.
How's the turnout been today?
This next one is really
amazing.
Oh,
it really is.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This is good.
Well, I've been on last year.
Oh my gosh.
We played last year. We were the last band on. Famous.
Yeah. Cousin Ed.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's what killed
him. Is it?
He walked up and was like,
oh, yeah.
I don't even know what he said.
I'm eating a poppy seed muffin because I'm fucking hungry. I'm tired as fuck. And I need some food. Bring us some food, bunny.
I love the little kid mosh pit, man. It's amusing as hell. Parents are just watching as, like, their kids pummel each other.
Now there's people sitting in my way.
It turned into some backyard brawl shit.
Yeah. The parents are like, my kid mosh is better than yours.
I'm impressed no one's tried to take a shot at us yet.
I know, well, we're not on the fucking speakers, so not everybody can hear us. And when we talk shit, they can't hear it.
That's true.
That is true. If half the people heard the shit we were talking earlier, we could have gotten in some trouble. Especially when, what was it, the Paris Hilton sex tape was playing?
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
evening will be given out in Columbus. Would you enjoy it? The thanks, Graveyard Girl Scouts.
You want a water? I brought them so they could be drank.
Hope you all enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was Enemy Mine.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it. Personally, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, there's some good-looking people out here, but there's also some fucking trailer trash.
Ah, you've jumped.
Ha ha. Huh?
Yeah, there are some hoers up in her
quite
today.
A few. There are, you know, some of the better-looking bits
of
the public.
Yeah, there are definitely some honeys here.
Yeah, there
today.
Are some honeys and some hotties, but there are some definite trailer trash scum here.
Also?
Yeah, well, it's Montana.
Yeah, we're going to, you know, it's a public thing. You can't
do
whatever.
Like Montana.
But,
also,
know.
What I've noticed, a lot of children.
Very lots and
people
lots of
here
children.
Like to fuck.
And how many pregos have you seen?
At least 10.
At least 10?
No, right? I'm exaggerating. Probably at least 5.
Plenty of pregos.
Augusta least. Said that he's seen at least 4 vaginas in the past hour.
Really?
Yeah.
What does From, his girlfriend have to say about that?
I don't think she knows. And I don't think she needs to know. But, you know, everybody's wearing these skirts, and they sit down on the ground, and they
and he's
lift
just
up
down
the damn
there,
legs.
Like, laying on his back, just
I guess,
peeping
yeah.
up skirt. Peeping mad up skirt.
I got a picture of him laying on the ground, so it looks like he's trying to look up skirts.
Excuse my face.
He fakes a seizure and falls over.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. I don't know. I guess it's just with these girls sitting down in their stupid skirts and being idiots and wearing skirts in the first place and
yeah.
showing their twats and I guess not wearing
and
underwear.
Sitting like total hooers.
Yeah, that would be, hey, I'm a hooer.
Skank.
Check
hey,
out my bed.
No complaints here. I'll look at Vag all day. All day, a day.
Ew. Yeah, well, there's some Vages here I would pay not
there's
to
There's nothing
see.
Wrong with a pretty vagina.
Yeah,
but
there
it has
are
to be
some
pretty.
Here. Exactly,
it has
okay,
to be
you can't
right,
be choosy
you have
here,
to
okay?
The criteria.
You can't I be, can be choosy.
No, you cannot be choosy.
Can
not
be choosy.
In this place. It's public. Some people don't wear underwear. Some people
true.
Do.
That's true.
I'm not wearing any underwear.
And there are some vaginas.
I am.
There are some
really?
Vaginas here that I would pay not to see.
There's some uncovered twat
okay.
here for sure.
You should walk up to that person and give them money and say, don't show your twat anymore.
I'll say never wear a skirt again, bitch.
That works.
Or wear
you
underwear.
Don't wear that
bill.
Ever again.
Yes. You are not allowed.
Jesus Christ.
What? Should you go do announcements for him because he sucks at announcements?
I'm not doing it. My voice is fucking effed.
Poo.
It is. Seriously. I could try, but I doubt anybody could hear me. Let me see a Tootsie Roll.
Okay, never mind.
So what did you, Sven, what did you think of the sound engineering? Because that's our salt guy.
Wait, say that one more time.
Did he fail or did he pass?
Who?
What? The guy that
the salt guy.
We should be wearing headphones out
here. The guy,
here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The guy that set up our sound?
Yes,
the guy with the shirt, Ryan?
Right, our salt guy, Ryan.
Yeah, I think he did a phenomenal job. The only problem was we lost our talking mic right
wow.
after we got it. We didn't have it for the rest of the set.
We had 3 here. You could have just borrowed one.
I suppose, huh? Well, no, it was plugged in and then all of a sudden it didn't work anymore.
Did that kid seriously just say, I took a video
What?
I don't know, I couldn't understand him either.
I thought he walked by the camera and was like,
oh, take a video camera.
Oh my god. I'll kick your ass.
I have no qualms burying a body right here in our very own Depot Park. No problemo, baby.
I'm off by one.
Oh wait, did we have
I
totally forgot about that.
Does
anyone have raffle tickets? Negative.
I was almost there, dude. I'm one number off.
Fuck, man. You should have been here one more person sooner.
Oh, I got a text message.
Uh-oh. So I hope you guys are enjoying this. I'm dead fucking tired. If I take a nap, don't worry about it.
just catch a quick snooze. Just
and that's so awesome. Like we didn't even do a show Friday night.
I know,
like, at all.
It
but
was really
still,
awkward.
Yeah, and yeah, it was. It felt
me
weird.
Me, you were just standing around the house, like, what do we do? What do we do now, man?
I don't. Might as
I'm
well.
I'm gonna do dishes.
Might as well have more sex, I
and
guess.
We did.
You attacked.
What are you doing?
Not attacked me. Oh, okay. I did not.
I mean, that was fine. I'm just saying. It almost seems like now that I've made such a big deal about that not having sex, whole that thing, Monday night fights, refer
yeah,
back to that episode,
kids
that like you're going
boyfriend.
Totally over the top the other way now, almost on purpose, like you're trying to wear down my libido. I'll tell you what, my friend, that is a game you will not win.
I won it last night.
Yeah, that's...
That was a ding.
That's
ding,
just
ding,
because
ding.
That's
oh,
bullshit.
Round one by this girl right here.
Oh, did you? Thank
you. If I would have known it was a game to see who could fuck who under the table, I would have just brought you in the kitchen and fucked you under the table.
Yeah, but babe, my pussy won't go limp. Your dick
that is
will.
A good point. My pussy definitely goes limp. All the time.
What about you? Are you working on Sunday? Until 4. What about Monday? 4:21. Are you working on Monday? 4:21. If you can find a way to get out there and back, yeah, you can go.
So then.
Well then. Right.
Well then.
Righty, right.
Enjoying.
You know, I never win any of these stupid raffle things. I don't know why I participate.
You know, the only thing I've ever won like that in my life was back in the day, Taco Bell had an Xbox giveaway with Project Gotham, like when it first came out.
Did you win the Xbox?
Well, check this out. We went through the drive-thru, and we had like four people with us. So two of us stayed in the car, and two of us went in, and we got a bunch of those ticket things. And then you had to go home and fill out the thing online and send it. And one of the ones that I had filled out won, and
nice.
I ended up getting a free Xbox.
I won nice. Something like that. It was
a
radio
only...
show.
A what?
A radio show in Florida called 98 Rock, and I called in, and I guess I got the right fucking thing, and I don't really remember what it was, but I won this ballsy bear thing. It's called ballsy bear.
Ballsy
and you,
bear.
Yeah, you that... squeeze it, and it's like, go fuck yourself, and like...
Is that like pedo
ass.
Bear?
Yeah. Kind
any
of,
relation
man,
to pedo bear?
It's a little bear stuffed pedo animal bear? Thing, not
yeah.
a pedo bear.
Have you ever seen pedo bear?
No, what
like
a pedo bear?
Pedo bear's like in courts when a child is molested.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they're like,
okay.
They're like, show uh-huh. me, exactly, Brady,
yeah.
show me where
okay.
on the bear
yeah,
he
show
touched
me where
you.
On the bear he
that's
touched you.
Pedo bear.
Nah, this bear, it was all decked out in some crazy, like, rock clothes and stuff, and, like, you grab it and it says, like, go fuck yourself, or, like...
Angry twats, bear.
But yeah, it's called Ballsy Bear. And
huh. Like a Care Bear, but...
But mean.
Negative and pissed
very
off.
Very negative.
Yeah.
Negative.
Asking to
is
be a fucking...
Care Bear stare? I don't know. The Ballsy
Care Bear stare.
It like
it's more like it's the Care
ball?
Bear glare.
Pretty much.
Ding that motherfucking bell. Care Bear glare. Fantastic.
Care Bear glare.
So what's the deal with the bell? I never understand the bell.
The bell, he kind of jacked from... Work.
I stole that bell from the office. I gave it a week, and I was like, if they don't touch the bell in the next week, motherfuck.
Are you
totally,
cool?
I'm cool. Kay. I'm totally taking it. And they didn't touch it that whole week, and I totally
it's every
fucking,
time something's funny or we make a weird reference or something, we're like, ha ha ha, ding. You know,
okay.
or like some
it's
really
so,
stupid pun.
It's so... What?
45
minutes.
Minutes.
We have no more material.
We have no more material.
I mean, if people, we can talk, but I wouldn't
you
want
to read
go
you
through
stories.
The PA. There's no more stories. We only thought we were doing an hour, and we burned up all our shit. Yeah, I mean, we don't have any more stuff. We're just sitting here bullshitting. So,
yeah, pretty much.
Because we thought we were only doing an hour. Well, I don't know. If people want to listen, they can come hang
know,
out
man.
Over here.
I don't know if I can do
audience
that.
Participation. Who wants to be on an internet radio show? Come on. Come one, come all. We have 45 minutes to kill before the next band. Everyone gather around in a circle in front of the jam hole. Come, my children. Come.
I don't think a lot of those people can even hear
I say
us.
Yay unto you. Come forth and share in the
yeah,
good word of the
to.
Fucking jam
Very
hole.
Very true. Very true.
Come on.
See, if we hook up to those speakers, we cannot go.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I don't.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
because you're tired, I'm tired, and we will end up saying,
I am
fuck
fucking
you.
Yeah, I'm fucking scared.
I'm scared. I don't want to do this.
Okay. Let me pull out my printer.
So wait a second. Why do we have...
Are you hooking that up?
45 minutes of downtime?
Do you guys want to hear a poem I wrote?
See, if the rest of my band was here, we'd jump up there and play a little.
Are we?
I'm sure he's getting drunk.
I'm going to pass the fuck out. I'm so tired.
All right,
well,
so
I'll talk loud.
Can we?
But
you can't swear. You want to just talk about us and introduce us to people so they just know what we are?
You can say damn it and crap, but you can't say fuck or shit.
What about piss? We just talk about what we are and what we
so
do.
Apparently we have like half hour to kill.
Is it too bad?
And we're the only entertainment. Do you guys want to do some more FML? Some
FML?
F my life. Do you guys want to do some confessions?
Confessions?
Oh, let's do some fucking confessions.
Did he say confessions?
Yeah.
It's called grouphug.com.
Okay.
All right. Oh, hold on. I gotta save this.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Jam. 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 The Jam